Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and this time out, we are once again watching another fine episode of Power Rangers Mystic Force, entitled Ranger Down. And we are going to get that episode started here in 3, 2, 1, go. Ranger Down was the 17th episode of Power Rangers Mystic Force. It first aired on June 26, 2006, written by John Telligen and directed by Jonathan Bro? I don't know how to say that. If for any weird reason you're listening, Jonathan, I apologize for messing up your name. They're coming, guys. Half-Nose? And being made to walk the plank. You free yourself and beat him with your sword. I had no sword. I was armed with only my cunning, my bravery, and a little trick I picked up in Kathmandu. I like to call it my super cat attack.
Super cat attack.
He roared! Fireheart just roared for the first time.
But I wasn't finished.
What did it sound like? Was it loud and bellowing or gruff and growling?
Well, it kind of sounded like... And then he let out a little puff of smoke.
Oh, look, the dragon did this. Oh, look, the dragon did that.
Uh-oh, someone's jealous.
Can't dump them in a moat. I think I may cough up a furball.
If you ask me, at least someone noticed.
Too heavily on your skills as a wizard. Your credibility as a warrior has suffered.
I will show you suffering.
It's true. You claim to be a powerful warrior, but you always rely on magic to get you by.
What? Are you saying I can no longer fight?
Give me your magic and prove that your fighting skills are enough, if you dare.
I'll show you the heart of a true warrior. You may have my magic. Take it. When I defeat the Power Rangers and prove my worth to the Master, I'll expect it back. Or else you will be the next to fall.
Necroli, here. Your time has finally come. Make us proud.
Finally, I have magic.
Hey, she's got a phone. A purple version of the Ranger Morpher. You're not really... Really? Uh-oh.
Wake up, Toby. Wake up. I'm not waking up.
What just happened? How did they know where to go? Are they feathers?
Hello, Rangers. We gotta do something.
That bird's got a foul mouth. Sorry, couldn't resist.
That was good.
Now even she's got magic.
Yes, I do.
That's
All right, so Vita's hair has a red spot in her hair instead of the yellow from last time. But from what I read in the Morphin Legacy site, this is not a Nick episode. Ouch. Car doors do hurt. How can she talk with her mouth closed?
Rest assured, we'll be back. You okay?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh, that's a Tommy line.
Have you seen Fireheart?
No, not me.
Not for a while.
He's gone missing. Claire is beside herself combing the forest. If he falls into the wrong hands before he reaches adulthood, he could...
Gingy.
Uh-oh.
What have you done?
Well, since dragons like Fireheart grow into adults in an instant, I thought he'd be happier in the forest.
We're not buying it, Gingy.
Fine, don't believe me. Why would I care where that dumb, useless, attention-getting dragon lives?
Hey, that's my blanket.
Your blanket? Isn't that a baby blanket? Oh, you've kept it since you were a baby.
Oh, it's so cute.
This blanket is all I have for my birth parents.
Oh, you were adopted. I didn't know that.
No big thing. My adopted parents are great. Turned out fine. I just keep it. I'm not really sure why.
Guys, I need
maybe as a memento? Oh no.
Often feels like I swap mole's nose. Well, I only ever touched one once. And a bit me. Yeah, what should I call you? Bob, Bill, Billy Bob, Barry, Bruce, Bjorn, Steve! Okay. Phineas Jr. it is. PJ, for short. Yeah. Now, I will sing my baby song while I do my baby dance. In the forest, I was walking to myself, was talking. That's nothing new to me. Then my heart began to dance. At the bottom of my pants was the cutest little baby. That's you.
Oh, okay.
Having bothering some talks on topics for me today. Maybe even Z. I will never let you go when it hails like thunder, ice, and snow. You're my boy, who's here to stay! Big Dad's finish. Daddy? Daddy!
Gingy is gone too.
Well, maybe he's looking for Fireheart.
I don't think so. He left a note. I'm not looking for Fireheart. I'm running away. Without your ex-friend Gingy.
This is our fault. We were spending so much time with Fireheart that we forgot about Gingy.
Something he's familiar with. You see, Gingy was banished from his homeland, cast away by the ones he loved the most.
Who would banish Gingy?
Wow, way to go, guys.
Gingy was the strongest and the most popular cat in the land. Rexigan, the very jealous king cat, had a witch cast a spell over the entire village, convincing everyone that Gingy was evil. Everyone turned their backs on Genji and he was banished. When I met Genji, he was a wandering nomad. All alone.
I'm rich! Look at all this loot! After I sell this treasure, I can have whatever I wish for! Oh, wow! Something great's gotta be in here! Oh, I wonder what it is. It's pretty heavy, so maybe it's good!
Stop! Don't touch that!
What?
That's an evil trap! If you open it, you'll be lost forever.
Yeah, I'm not gonna fall for that.
Wait,
one.
Don't!
Oh, whoops!
What have you done?
Help me! It's sucking me in! Help! Whoa! What happened? Where am I?
Is that how he became a genie?
I told you it was evil. The only way I could save you was to put you in this lamp.
Hey, thanks, but I'll be going now.
No, you can't leave or you will turn to dust.
I can never leave?
It's not all bad. You're a powerful genie now. You can grant wishes. I'll protect you and keep you safe.
I want to get out of here!
In time, you will learn how to come out, but only for short periods. I'm sorry.
What have I done?
Oopsie daisy.
If you return to the lamp within 2 hours, you'll be lost forever.
Necrolyze back. Go, Rangers.
You guys go. I'm gonna look for Genji. He doesn't have much time.
On my own again. Just how I like it. No one to depend on. No one asking me for wishes.
Drop the appetite.
Whoa! Oh, this is my it's even got the music.
Who are you?
Piggy's the name. Rummaging's the game.
Oh.
It's dirty, filthy, full of germs, and disgustingly vile. Mm-hmm. Now, I know I paint a pretty picture, but it does have a downside. I just can't think of it right now.
Oh. Sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah.
So Piggy was on Earth for at least 20 years.
No one at all.
No one?
Why, you don't need anyone. Just look at me. I'm new in town. Just got in from another star system.
Yep, 20 years.
Oh.
Sure. In another 20 years, this place will be crawling with aliens. But for now, it's just me and the garbage.
But what are you gonna do?
Well, my dream is to win the lottery. Buy a restaurant. Quaint little place with wheels. I'll call it Piggy's.
Genji!
Yikes! A human! We'll talk later. You never saw me.
Genji!
How'd you find me? Or, a better question, why'd you find me?
Well, that was easy. Can you imagine how long it took the people behind the scenes in the prop department to get this, all those little piles of feathers put together? Oh, front-on attack. That works all the time.
Hey. Hey. Where'd he go? PJ?
Genji, you've got to get back to the...
He's gone again?
You don't, you'll...
A lot you guys care.
Genji, how can you say that?
You guys made it quite clear that you like that smoke-belching, scaly-faced, skinny-winged, can't-even-purr-if-you-paid-him dragon more than me.
I know it may feel that way, but it's not true.
Is.
Is not.
Is.
Is not. We love you, Genji. We were paying a lot of attention to Fireheart, and we forgot about you. Forgot about your feelings.
Yes, you did.
How many times do I have to say we're sorry?
6 would be nice.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
But the next time you get your fur in a knot, you can't just dump your problems in the forest. You gotta talk about it. It's no better than what Rexigan did to you.
You're right. I let you all down. I deserve what's about to happen to me.
Nothing is gonna happen to you if you just...
Maddie! We need help!
Uh oh.
Are you okay? Where are you? Guys. Genji?
Uh oh. It can't have been 2 hours already, right?
Hey, your turn!
Screamer! Ranger
Oh, good. Colorful feathers. I knew it. Oh, are we gonna have a custody battle now? Oh, he's a little bit bigger now.
They grow up so fast, don't they?
Put his arms around her like their parents.
All we need now is the Blue Ranger. I hate cats.
Meow, baby.
When did he get brave? Dang. Where's Solaris Knight?
Genji, are you okay?
Ooh, it suddenly got daylight. Must be cloud cover. Weird. He can grant his own wishes?
Genji. I've had enough of you!
You haven't seen anything yet. Watch this. Super Cat Attack!
That's Sentai footage, by the way. Oh! He just kicked the beak off? Ow.
Where is he? Udana! I found Fireheart, and he has really grown.
That's wonderful, but Claire, Genji hasn't returned to his lamp. His time is about to run out.
It will take a miracle to save him.
There's your miracle. Uh-oh. Oh, it worked!
Tell him yourself.
Ah, home sweet home.
Excuse me. Oh, a full morph today. I like to give it the water overlay since she's the water powered ranger. Yay, everyone's back to normal! Good thing there wasn't any feather contamination.
Genji.
Oh, is this going to be a fast fight?
Nice to have you back, Gingy.
So is he piloting the Zord? Ooh, nice move. That was fast.
Thank you, Gingy. I'm glad you're back with us.
I was pretty good, wasn't I?
Look out! Thanks for the lift, PJ! Tomorrow we'll work on the landings.
He's a good boy. Thank you so much for letting me drag and sit him.
Anytime, Phineas.
I never got to see the other baby. I lived in the human world 20 years ago. Kind of baby.
Oh!
What baby?
Oops. Did I say baby? No, it must have just sounded like I said baby. What I actually said was Slavey. Slavey. What about... her will is too strong. Must tell the truth. Okay, fine. When Daggeron and Kalendor were having their little dispute 20 years ago, I found a baby, yeah. But with the great battle going on, I knew I couldn't care for him myself, so I took him to the human world. I left him somewhere safe.
Bowen? Bowen is alive? Daggeron, I have to find him.
Donna, wait. If he is in the human world, then he is safe.
Oh.
We should focus on destroying evil before we put Bowen in harm's way.
Did you see the blanket?
You're right. We must keep this a secret.
Huh?
From everyone.
Why?
Bowen will be in grave danger.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Who do you think the baby is? We have Nick on one hand, who has mysterious past. The only thing he remembers he has to remind him of his baby time was a blanket. And Gingy put a magic baby in the human world with a similar blanket. Don't you dare start a new episode. Ha ha, there we go. All right, well, that's going to do it for this time. Thank you all for listening. Next time. Well, it'll be next week. Because two episodes a week. Next week. Next week is going to be three episodes in the week. Because we're starting our look at Dark Wish. Which originally was actually a kind of a movie. But is really just three episodes put together. Anyway, until then, I hope you all have a great time. And I will see you soon.
And may the power protect
you. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.